In 2021, Michigan will redraw its congressional and state legislative boundaries. The law says each of these geographic tracts of land must contain as equal a number of people as possible. This mandate creates a jigsaw puzzle of irregular shapes across the political map. For decades, political parties have gerrymandered these borders to their own advantage. Technically, it's illegal for a single party to group its voting base in a specific area, but the practice can be hard to prove. Now, grassroots support is building in Michigan to place redistricting back in the hands of the people. On the far northwest side of Lansing lies an interesting right angle. Two, actually. You can't see them because they're imaginary. But if you happen to live, work, or vote near the Capital Region International Airport in the vicinity of Waverly Road and Grand River Avenue, then you know this point is quite real. This is the spot where Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties intersect. It's also the junction of three Michigan congressional districts, the 4th, the 7th, and the 8th. The place demographers call the Greater Lansing area straddles all three. Yet not one of its incumbents, Republicans John Molinar, Mike Bishop, and Tim Walberg, live in or even close to Greater Lansing. And that's not by accident.
That is inherently unfair to the people of the Greater Lansing area. They should be represented by somebody who's more consistent with the views of the Lansing area.
Walt Sorg is with the Michigan Election Reform Alliance. His is one of a number of groups that want to see the era of gerrymandering come to an end when Michigan draws its next political map in 2021. Gerrymandering is the practice of drawing political boundaries to aggregate the voters who back the dominant political party. It's a technique nearly as old as America itself, and both the donkey and the elephant do it whenever each gets the chance to mark its turf. In Michigan, Republicans have enjoyed that privilege for the past two election cycles. Sorg says a good example is the 24th State Senate District, led by Senator Rick Jones.
His district now goes over the top of Lansing through Clinton County, then ducks back into Ingham County once you get past Meridian Township into the Republican northeastern part of Ingham County. And as a result, the people who live on one side of Sheridan Road, say on the north side of Lansing, if they're on the north side, they're represented by Rick Jones. If they're on the south side, they're represented by Curtis Hertel, who are markedly different philosophically, and I suspect the spread between the two of them is far greater than the spread between neighbors on Sheridan Road.
Sorg believes gerrymandering polarizes the Michigan legislature and isolates its constituents.
The Democrats run as liberal as possible, the Republicans run as conservative as possible, and people that are centrist, which is where Michigan is politically, are really kind of left out in the cold, and that hurts everybody.
A recent court case in a neighboring state is fueling hope for some anti-gerrymandering crusaders in Michigan. In November, a federal three-judge panel ordered Wisconsin lawmakers to remap its districts after ruling the process had been overly partisan. The decision was a departure from past cases where gerrymandering has been struck down as racially discriminatory. The Wisconsin case could make it all the way to the Supreme Court, whose even split could soon be broken by a conservative Trump nominee. Still, Walt Sorg says courts are becoming more sympathetic to such lawsuits.
The Arizona redistricting plan, which is a citizens' commission, was upheld by the Supreme Court. It was a 5-4 vote, but it was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court that the people do have the power to do redistricting independent of the legislature.
Sorg's group, the Michigan Election Reform Alliance, and the League of Women Voters of Michigan will hold a public forum about gerrymandering Sunday afternoon at East Lansing High School. Beyond that, Sorg says momentum is gaining among grassroots groups who are trying to put redistricting reform before Michigan voters. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.